Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on making a retro rave vocal into a chopped vinyl jungle texture for old school drum and bass vibes. If you've ever heard that classic Dusty White Label feel, where a tiny vocal phrase suddenly becomes a whole attitude, that's exactly what we're aiming for here. We are not trying to make a polished pop vocal. We want something chopped, rhythmic, slightly gritty, and full of movement, like it was pulled from an old rave record and flipped into a modern DNB arrangement. In this lesson, we'll take a short vocal phrase, slice it up, rearrange it, process it with stock Ableton devices, and then shape it so it sits nicely over breaks and bass. By the end, you'll have a vocal idea that can work as an intro tease, a drop hook, a breakdown layer, or a switch-up section. Start by choosing a vocal with character. This is really important. The best material is short and punchy, something like a rave shout, a diva-style phrase, an MC line, or even just a single energetic word. In jungle and old-school DNB, less is often more. A 1-4 bar phrase is usually enough. Drag that vocal into Ableton and trim it down so you only keep the most useful part. Look for words or syllables with strong consonants, because those cut up really well. Sharp starts like yeah, come on, or a bold-spoken phrase will slice more cleanly than a smooth, long vocal line. Now we need to lock the vocal to tempo. Set your project around 170 to 175 BPM for that classic jungle and DNB energy. Open the clip view, turn warp on, and line up the first strong vocal hit to the grid. If the vocal has a more melodic feel, try Complex Pro. If it's more percussive or gritty, beats can actually work really well. If the voice feels too bright, try pitching it down a little, maybe 2-5 semitones. And if it starts sounding strange or stretched, don't force it. That's often a sign you should shorten the phrase and slice it instead of trying to keep everything as one long clip. Next, we turn the vocal into a playable instrument. Load it into simpler and switch to slice mode. Use transient slicing so Ableton catches the main syllables and not every tiny noise. You want useful chunks, not a million tiny fragments. Once the vocal is sliced, create a MIDI clip and start triggering the slices like a performance. Don't overcomplicate it. A good beginner pattern might hit on beat 1, then on the offbeat after 2, then on beat 3, then maybe a pickup into beat 4. Keep it sparse. That space is part of the vibe. In jungle and old-school DNB, silence is powerful. It lets the drums breathe and makes the vocal feel more intentional. Think in phrases, not just individual chops. Even though the vocal is sliced into tiny pieces, the listener still hears it as a little sentence. So group 2-4 chops together in a way that feels like they answer each other. That's what makes it musical instead of random. Now duplicate that MIDI idea across a few bars. Maybe start with a 2-bar pattern, then copy it out to 4 or 8 bars. Change the last bar so it evolves a little. You could mute one chop, move one slightly earlier, or add a final pickup before a snare. Tiny changes go a long way. A really good trick here is to treat the vocal like percussion. Listen to the consonants as much as the words. The attack of a syllable can lock in with hats, ghost snares, or break accents. If your vocal rhythm is fighting the drums, simplify it. The vocal should complement the groove, not crowd it. Now let's give it that chopped vinyl character. After simpler, add EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and then some reverb and delay as needed. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the way of the kick, and sub. If it sounds harsh, try dipping the upper mids a bit around 2.5 to 5kHz. If it feels too dull, add a gentle high shelf, but keep it subtle. Then add saturator. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can give the vocal some grit and blue. Turn soft clip on if needed. The goal is texture, not total destruction. You want the words to stay readable while still sounding dirty and sampled. After that, use auto filter to shape the vibe. A low pass filter around 1.5 to 6kHz can make the vocal feel more like it came off vinyl or out of an old tape rip. Add a little resonance if you want that nasal rave edge. This is also a great place to automate movement. Start darker in the intro, then slowly open the filter as you approach the drop. Reverb and delay should be used carefully. A short reverb can add space, but too much will wash out the rhythm. Keep the decay moderate, the pre-delay short, and the wet amount low. For delay, use simple synced values like 1/8 or 1/16. With low feedback, filter the delay so it doesn't fight the bass. At this point, listen to the vocal against your drums. This is where the groove really comes together. In DNB, the vocal often works best when it lands between snare hits or answers the kick in a call and response way. You can even have one chop hit on the offbeat after a snare, then leave the next bar open. That push-pull feeling is a huge part of the style. If the section feels too full, don't add more, remove one note. Seriously, that's often the better move. The gaps between the hits can be just as important as the hits themselves. A lean vocal chop pattern usually feels bigger than a busy one. Now let's add some arrangement energy. Copy the pattern out and create movement over time. For example, bars 1 through 4 can be filtered and more mysterious. Bars 5 through 8 can open up and get a little more rhythmic. Then when the drop hits, pull the reverb back a bit so the vocal feels drier, sharper, and more direct. That intro to drop contrast is huge. A filtered teaser builds anticipation, and then the opening of the filter makes the drop feel bigger without adding any extra sounds. You're basically creating drama with movement, not just volume. You can also add a little pitch variation for that old school feel. Don't go crazy with it. Just shift one or two important chops up or down by a semitone or two. Maybe make the last chop before the drop a little higher or lower, so it feels like a record being pulled into a new phrase. That slight instability is part of the charm. Another very useful technique is resampling. Once the pattern feels good, render it to audio. This gives you more freedom to cut, reverse, nudge, and rearrange it like a real sample. If you want that extra jungle authenticity, try reversing one chop as a pickup before a strong hit. That sucked-in lead-in effect can sound massive right before a snare or drop point. Also, use velocity to fake a real sampler feel. Don't leave every note at the same strength. Make some chops louder, some quieter. That makes the groove breathe and helps sell the idea that this is a chopped record performance, not a perfectly quantized loop. Here's a simple arrangement mindset that works well. First, a filtered teaser, then a clearer rhythmic phrase, then a dirtier, more aggressive variation with one surprise change. That three-stage shape keeps the vocal interesting and makes it feel like part of a full track section, not just a loop. Keep checking the low end while you work. The vocal should never compete with the sub or kick. High pass it, keep the bass mono, and avoid too much low mid buildup. If the vocal starts sounding boxy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If the mix gets muddy, reduce the reverb before you start adding more processing. And remember, this style is all about attitude. You're not just placing a vocal on top of drums, you're turning it into a rhythmic instrument. The chops should feel like they belong inside the groove, like they're part of the breakbeat conversation. For a quick practice session, try building an 8-bar chopped vocal section in 15 minutes. Pick a short phrase, warp it, slice it, make a simple MIDI pattern, copy it across 8 bars, then change the last 2 bars. Add EQ, saturation, and filtering, and automate the filter opening from the start to the end. If it works over a basic break and bass loop without stepping on the sub, you're on the right track. So the big takeaway is this. Start with a short, characterful vocal, warp it cleanly, slice it in simpler, keep the pattern sparse, process it with a little grit and filtering, and automate the movements so it evolves from intro to drop. That's how you get that chopped vinyl retro rave feel with old school jungle and DNB energy inside Ableton Live 12. Once you get this down, you'll start hearing vocals differently, not as full lines but as texture, rhythm, and attitude. And that is a seriously powerful DNB production skill.